Nostra Jimbabas with you folks for week 12 of the Pigskin Prophecies. Right now, we're going to be powered by Wanna Parlay AI Analytics. It's the strongest analytics engine north of Lambeau Field and just barely south of Dane's cholesterol levels. And here we go. Patriots minus 6.5 versus the Bengals. The Bengals, according to the Wanna Parlay Analytics AI guy, 68% chance to win. Let's don't overthink it, special. The Patriots by a touchdown. Bengals are wobbling like Dane after two El Bandito shots. We're rolling with the Pats. Packers minus 6.5 versus the Vikings. 74% chance to cover via Wanna Parlay Analytics. Look, I think it's going to be a tight divisional game. Always are. But Lambeau in late November, that's where dreams and opposing quarterbacks go to freeze. And speaking of freezing, Dane's still wearing that same thin-ass jacket he bought at CVS last year. The man shivers when the thermostat drops below 68. You know what? Dane gets frostbite just by walking past the ice machine, folks. Dane's teeth were chattering so loud the last time I took him to Green Bay, I thought the stadium installed maracas. Ha ha! This is the hold your breath but cash the ticket grinder. Give me those Packers. Lions minus 12.5 versus the Giants. 83% chance to cover via the War Room with AI Wanna Parlay. The Giants stroll into Detroit with all the confidence of a man walking into a fist fight holding a salad. Would that be Dane? Speaking of salads, Dane ordered one last week, then drowned it in ranch like he was baptizing it. This is a dog with a bite. Pick only the dog is Detroit and the bite is 12.5 points of pain. We're taking those Lions. Seahawks minus 13 versus the Titans. 91% probability from the Wanna Parlay AI folks. When Seattle doesn't turn the ball over, they're tougher than a $2 steak in Vegas. Let me tell you, this is Mama Didn't Raise No Quitter Bounce Back Special. I like the Seahawks big. That's what we're riding with. Next up, Ravens minus 13.5 versus the Jets. 90% chance via Wanna Parlay Analytics for those Ravens to cover. The Jets have the offensive consistency of Wi-Fi signal in rural Kansas. And I know all about that because I'm a Kansas boy, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one the War Room unanimously stamped. Ravens, Ravens, Ravens. Next up, our Bears minus 2.5 versus the Steelers. 61% chance to cover against those Steelers. Let me be clear. Aaron Rodgers does not own the Bears any longer. The deed has been transferred. It's been notarized and filed with Cook County. This is the Hold Your Beer and Believe pick of the week. Give me those Bears! And remember, folks, spreads don't beat you. Egos beat you. Stay humble. Stay hungry. Stay hydrated, preferably with El Bandito Yankee tequila. And here you go, the Nostra Jimbabas bonus total of the week. This week's over and under smells like Thanksgiving gravy. Thick, hot, and guaranteed to cover everything on your plate. But responsibly or irresponsibly, just blame Dane either way, folks. The overs that we like, the Colts at the Chiefs, over 49.5. We're leaning heavy here. Both offenses can cook. The number is begging to be cleared. Buccaneers at the Rams, another 49.5. Two offenses that can push tempo and two defenses that are allergic to consistency. We're taking the over there. And the unders we love, a.k.a. Diet Dane specials. That's what I call the unders, folks. Browns at the Raiders, under 36.5. Cleveland starts rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders. They'll run it 62 times and throw it maybe once or twice. Raiders offense is struggling like Dane trying to do math after El Bandito Yankee tequila. I love to watch that. The Falcons at the Saints, under 39.5. Both teams rank near the bottom in explosive plays and passing efficiency. Expect a slow-paced defensive slugfest. Take the under and don't apologize. That's your Week 12 prophecies from Nostra Jimbabas, the only man alive who predicts the future and heckles his co-host simultaneously. That would be Nostra Jimbabas. Tune in next week when Dane attempts to defend himself using facts and logic and a cholesterol score that should probably qualify for its own zip code. We'll see ya!
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.